Lesson 66. Could, vice versa. The past of can is could, or was able, whilst the conditional of can is also could, or would be able. What's the past of can?
The past of can is could, or was able.
What's the conditional of can?
The conditional of can is could, or would be able.
I will ask you some questions with the word could, and you answer with would be able, and vice versa. If you were very, very tall, could you touch the ceiling?
Yes, if I were very, very tall, I'd be able to touch the ceiling.
If you were a doctor, would you be able to help people who were ill?
Yes, if I were a doctor, I could help, or would be able to help, people who were ill.
Would you like to be a doctor?
Yes, I'd like to be a doctor. Or, no, I wouldn't like to be a doctor.
If you were as strong as a horse, could you lift a man above your head with only one hand?
Yes, if I were as strong as a horse, I'd be able to lift a man above my head with only one hand.
Nice, widely. The word nice is perhaps one of the most widely used adjectives in the English language. People use it when they have not time to think of another word in its place. They say, a nice book, a nice day, a nice person, etc. Which do you think is the nicest place you know of?
I think Florence is the nicest place I know of.
Is the weather nicer today than it was yesterday?
Yes, the weather's nicer today than it was yesterday. Or, no, the weather isn't nicer today than it was yesterday, but it's worse than it was yesterday.
Manner, pig. What do we mean when we say that someone has the manners of a pig?
When we say that someone has the manners of a pig, we mean that they have very bad manners.
Why are good manners so important in life?
Good manners are so important in life because they make life easier and more pleasant.
Do the Asians write in the same manner as the Europeans?
No, the Asians don't write in the same manner as the Europeans, but they write in a different manner from the Europeans.
Asleep, awake. Will you still be asleep at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning?
No, I shan't still be asleep at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, but I'll be awake.
Will you still be awake at 3 o'clock tomorrow morning?
No, I shan't still be awake at 3 o'clock tomorrow morning, but I'll be asleep.
In order to, take exercise. Instead of saying, I come here to learn English, we can say, I come here in order to learn English. Sometimes we prefer one form, and sometimes we prefer the other. Answer the following questions with, in order to. Why do people work?
People work in order to earn money.
Why do people eat?
People eat in order to live.
What must we do in order to keep in good health?
We must go to bed early, eat plenty of fruit and vegetables, take plenty of exercise in the open air, and not smoke or drink in order to keep in good health.
Do you agree with all this?
Yes, I agree with all this. Or, no, I don't agree with all this.
Do you do all these things?
Yes, I do all these things. Or, no, I don't do all these things.
Why or why not?
Because I like to feel good all day and every day. Or, because I haven't enough will or determination.
Notice. Do you notice if I'm wearing anything different from last lesson?
Yes, I notice you're wearing something different from last lesson. Or, no, I don't notice that you're wearing anything different from last lesson.
What's the first thing you notice about people when you meet them for the first time?
The first thing I notice about people when I meet them for the first time is their voice, clothes, or eyes, etc.
This is hanging up in the school.
Yes, there are some notices hanging up in the school. Or, no, there aren't any notices hanging up in the school.
Lane. What's the paradigm of the verb to lie?
The paradigm of the verb to lie is lie, lay, lane.
What's the longest you've ever lain in bed for when you've been ill?
The longest I've ever lain in bed for when I've been ill has been about 1 month.
Point at, point out, indicate. To point at, we use for the action of pointing the finger at an object. For example, I'm pointing at that picture. Whilst to point out is to show or to indicate among many different objects. For example, I'm pointing out the picture I like the best among all the pictures in this room. What's the difference between to point at and to point out?
The difference between to point at and to point out is that we use to point at for the action of pointing the finger at an object, whilst to point out we use to show or indicate among many different objects.
What am I doing?
You're pointing at the light.
Point at the picture in front of you, please. What are you doing?
I'm pointing at the picture in front of me.
Point out the mistake in this sentence, please. I've gone to the cinema this week.
We can't say I've gone to the cinema this week. We must say I've been to the cinema this week.
What's he doing?
He's pointing out the mistake in that sentence.
Grave. When you die, where would you like your grave to be? And what words would you like to have on it?
When I die, I would like my grave to be on the side of a mountain, and on it I'd like to have the words, "Rest in peace."
Neck. When you put both your hands around your neck, do your fingers and thumbs touch each other?
Yes, when I put both my hands round my neck, my fingers and thumbs touch each other. Or, no, when I put both my hands round my neck, my fingers and thumbs do not touch each other.
Flame. Can we have a fire without flames?
Yes, we can have a fire without flames.